I'd like to call to order the meeting. We have a quorum. It looks like we have the three board members, and as you're aware, we no longer have Karen or Sheila. So at any rate, can I call the meeting to order? Could I have a motion to bring the meeting to order?
We don't need a motion. All you need to do is you call the meeting to order and say we have a quorum is present.
Okay, well then, that's good. All right, so let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm sure you've all seen the agenda. We will need a motion to accept the agenda.
Should I do not have a treasurer's report?
Oh, you don't need one for this meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alan?
Yes. What did you say? We need a motion to accept the budget?
The agenda.
No, we do. We do. I make a motion that we accept the agenda as published.
Hey, I second.
All right. It's been called and seconded. We're accepting the agenda.
We need a vote.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, guys. Just a space cadet. Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So let's move on to number four, proposed 2024 budget, the public hearing. Susan, do you want to begin this?
Yeah, so there are no members of the public here, so you don't really need to do a public hearing. And you could just go ahead and move on if you want to approving the budget.
Okay. Then has everybody had a chance to go over the numbers on the proposed budget?
Well, this is what we've seen before, right? Is that correct? Which budget are we dealing with? Which has it been decided which one we're going to do, the one that's before the election, or?
So the so what happened was the one that went before the voters did not pass Proposition HH. So but the governor called a special session, and that was for like Senate bill. It was a special number. And so we got the amount of money, which is less than either of the other two that we had. So if you look at the very first line under 2024 proposed budget, $1,588,431, that's our new total calculated from what the assessor gave us, calculated from the...
Which number again?
It's the... where it says prop, it's on the first page.
Oh,
yeah, it's on the first page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. First page, 2024 proposed budget, $1,588,431, and that number is less than either of the numbers that we would have had if Proposition HH hadn't passed, or if Proposition HH had passed. So it's based on the assessed valuation that we got from the county assessor, and the assessed valuation is $631,331,830, and that's on the, you can look at the certification of tax of the mill levy, that's on the next document.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so So the changes that I had to make, you know, using that new number for property tax, and then I had to calculate the amount that we have to pay to the county for them to process that property tax for us. So that's on the second page under administration, the amount of $47,653. That's a new number. And then I had to redo all of the funds on that, on the last page. I had to recalculate the Tabor reserves and just redo all that kind of stuff. And I did, and I also found a typo in in the approved budget for last year that I corrected. So that typo was on the first page under branch managers. In what I gave you originally, it said 197,500, but the budget that we submitted to the state for branch managers was 197,050 instead. So I corrected that typo. There was just a decimal place. The five was in the wrong place for that.
Okay.
And those are the only changes that I made.
So just for the record, how much of a percentage are we up from last year? It doesn't have to be exact.
I'd have to calculate. I mean, you can see our revenues for last year in the budget were almost 1.4 million.
So.
And it's going to be 1.76 million.
So it's about $200,000 difference. So it's probably 20%.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 20% and 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not bad. And plus, we've increased everybody's salaries, so actually, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
because we've made major improvements in everybody's salaries.
I don't remember getting a raise.
It's been a discussion around the table at home, but I agree with you. We're somehow or another, you and I were, but we knew that going in.
It's 26.4% increase year over year.
That's not bad.
That's only the revenues. It's not like, actually, I didn't use the total revenue. I'm sorry. Let me do it again with the total revenue. But anyway,
we're actually the main thing is the amount of money we're going to get should more than cover what our budget is. That's was my main worry.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So we're in very good shape there. In fact, we're it looks like we're on track to be probably $800,000 to the good.
Mm-hmm.
So we can add to our general building fund. I figure there's, because we had talked about raising some other salaries, so that may not be the same amount, but we're still in very, very good shape.
With all the salaries, we did a good increase for everybody, and that's included in the budget already.
Mm-hmm.
We've already notified them of all their raises, and they're very grateful. They wanted me to make sure and let the board know. I wouldn't do it tonight because tonight's not officially. Tonight, our only business is just approving the budget. But yeah, they're super excited about it.
Do we need a motion to pass the budget as proposed?
Yes.
If that's the case, I will make a motion that we pass the budget as proposed, with a couple of noted changes, and Well, I guess we need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been called and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, then it has passed. Okay, now we had to put in a 5.5, which would become or come between the 5 and the 6 there. And it's a resolution to appropriate funds for the year 2024. Apparently, we're several days into January. And, well, you can explain this better than I can, Susan.
Sure. So, because we didn't approve 2024's budget until just now, we've been operating the first, second, third, and what is today, the fourth, without a budget. So our legal advisor told us that we need to make sure that when we do our motion to appropriate funds for 2024, that we make that effective 1-1 of 2024. So we're saying that those first 4 days are good.
So do we need to make that as an amendment to the motion?
No, it's a separate motion, and okay. because we've approved the budget, and now we have to say the funds are good to go. The
okay. Well, in that case, then I will take the leap here and say that we I make a motion that we approve payment for the first 4 days of this year in our budget, because I don't know how else to put that.
We're appropriating the funds for the 2024 budget, and that will be effective January 1st of 2024.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the budget to be effective back to January 1st. That's what the motion is.
To appropriate the funds.
Appropriate the funds.
For the budget, yeah.
Back retroactive to January 1st.
Do we have a second?
I second.
It's been called. It has been seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. And now we are on to number 6, the certification of the 2024 mill levy.
Question here. Is this mill levy is basically the same as last year, is that correct? Or no?
No, because we have to update it for the amount. So we got the $631,331,830. This number came from the assessor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we multiply it by our mill levy, and that's how we get that $1,588,431. That's mm-hmm. that's here in the first line of the budget for the right. property tax. So this changes every year. So we have to certify that this is the mill levy, and the board chairman, board president signs it, and we have to send it to the county commissioners. We have to send it to the state, a whole bunch of different places.
Okay, so do we just need a motion to approve the mill levy the proposed mill levy will be 2.516 for the upcoming year, and this needs to be retroactive again back to January 1st?
Yeah, actually, that's probably a good idea.
So, good unless call. You want this time, I don't want to hog all emotions.
Please.
Well, then I will step up then, because I think I got it straight. I'm making a motion that we approve the mill levy for 2.516 for the upcoming year of 2024, and it needs to be retroactive back to January 1st of this year of 24.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay, it's been called and it has been seconded. Those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
We have passed that. And now we are moving on to public comment, but we don't have any public. So let's move on then to adjournment. Unless somebody else has something else they'd like to add.
Well, this is a special meeting, so we technically can't discuss anything else other than what's on the approved agenda. Is that correct?
That's correct, but it you are still a citizen. You could make a comment.
I don't want to rock the boat, so I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn.
All right.
A second.
All right. We got a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye.